Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I've been looking forward to this interview for a long time. You'll be hearing today from Kim Iwanis. I met him in our production recently through Opera House Theater Company of Oklahoma. He played Andrew Carnes, 8-0 Annie's dad, and we referred to him as our Oklahoma expert because he was born in Oklahoma and had lots of good things to tell us about that part of the world. Kim is one of the carriage drivers for Springbrook Farms. You'll see him riding around in a carriage downtown giving guided tours in costume for folks that want to experience that. And so he's going to be telling us today about his work and especially about the beautiful Percheron horses that he works with. So, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Tell us, first of all, Kim, about your background working with animals, because you did have some as a child, didn't you?
I did. I grew up in Kansas, but I had relatives. One uncle owned a ranch in Texas, so I cowboyed down there for a couple of summers in high school. Then for years, I worked behind the chutes at rodeos in the summer. So I worked with bulls and horses and steers. So we didn't own horses, but I was around them. I was comfortable with big animals.
Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing, is you have to be comfortable.
Probably the hardest thing for new people to get used to. They're gentle, but they're big.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about the downtown tours. I noticed that there are different carriages. If you could talk about those, and then are there different routes that are taken each day?
Well, we actually have three vehicles. Right now, we're using primarily a two-horse, 20-some passenger trolley because it's nice weather. We get a lot of people. Later in the year, we'll go to a one-horse, eight-passenger carriage for our tours. We also have a four-passenger French vis-a-vis that we use for weddings and special occasions.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the horses. They are Percherons. What is a Percheron? And tell us where they come from and how they've come to work for Springbrook Farms.
Well, the Percheron is originally a French breed. They are now draft horses. Ours are all Amish-bred farm horses. Originally, they were bred as battle chargers in Europe to carry a knight in armor. That's why they're big. But we buy ours primarily from the Amish. They breed them to work on farms. They use horses instead of tractors. And most of ours come out of Ohio, just because that's where our owners are from. But we only use dapple gray Percheron horses. They're great.
Now, I always think of Percherons as dapple gray, but they do come in other colors.
Dapple gray and black.
Oh,
only have the two.
Never seen a black Percheron.
They're not near as common.
Okay. And so they are purchased. I understand they're rescued horses. If they weren't purchased by Springbrook, where might they end up?
Well, ours are almost without exception horses with a naturally slow walking gait. An Amish farmer, his horse is a tool. That's all it is. So if they get a horse that's slow, that might slow down their farming. Can't make as much money, so they send them to auction. Just a fact of life anymore that they primarily sell to meat companies and processors. There's not a lot of use for them except farming and the type of things that we do. Well, we work with a number of breeders and farmers, and if they get a horse that they aren't going to keep, they let us know. We buy these horses sight unseen. We never look at them. We just send them a check for what they think the horse is going to bring at auction. We are at 16 and counting the horses that we've rescued through the years, which we're really proud of. As far as we know, we're the only carriage company in the country that uses nothing but rescued horses. Mm. And honestly, it's a big reason why all of us are involved.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the care of the horses. Like, how long do they work before they get a break? And is there a stable downtown where you can take them to chill out for a while?
Yes, yes, and yes. We have a farm over in Leland where the horses live. But when they're working, we have a barn, a stable, about 7 blocks from our stand at Market and Water. And the horses are pampered babies. Their schedule... We have a man that lives there at the barn that takes care of them. When he gets up in the morning, he washes the horses. He feeds the horses. And when I say wash, we've got like a car wash bay, top to bottom. When I come in on my days, I take my horse, I shine his hoofs, I get all of his tack on him, harness him up, and we head out. We're at the stand at 10 o'clock. We work until 4 o'clock. But we do 30-minute tours and then give the horses a break. So half the day, they're just standing there. They actually work maybe 3.5 hours out of that 6. Then we go back to the barn. Before I take care of old Kim, I take their tack off. I give them another full-body shower and feed them again. Then I take care of me. They'll do this for maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then take a week, week and a half off. We have enough horses that we rotate them in that. Yeah, they're union.
It's a good life. That's a very good life yes. for them. And they are working horses, so I'm sure they enjoy having something to do.
They do. Yeah. They're bred for it. If they don't get to work, they get bored. I mean, people ask me, do they enjoy it? And the answer is, I don't know. They can't talk. But you can tell looking at them, they're happy. They're placid. They feel safe. This is what they do.
If you're just joining us, you are hearing Kim Iwanis. He's one of the carriage drivers for Springbrook Farms. They have their stand at Water and Market Street, and they have these beautiful dapple gray Percherons that pull various carriages around in the downtown area with costumed drivers that give narrated tours. Tell us, Kim, do the folks that take the tours, are they mostly people that are visiting, mostly tourists, or do local folks come on the tours as well just to learn more about their town or to have a little fun downtown? Do you know?
Probably in the summer when school's out, it's more tourists. As we move through the fall and the winter, we get a lot of local people. I can't tell you how often I have someone who will say to me, you know, I came because my mother-in-law is here and she wanted to do it. I've lived here 25 years and I never knew this and this and this and this. So we get a lot of local people.
Now, do all the carriage drivers give the same patter? Do they all have the same information that they give when they give the historical information as you drive around?
Well, certainly it's scripted to a degree, but depending on the driver, you're going to get their take and their slant. And the other thing is there's so much history here.
There is.
I tell people all the time, if I'm talking about something on the right, I could be talking about something on the left. So if you see something, ask me. We do 7 different tours. So there is a lot.
7 different routes?
7 different routes.
Aha.
So, and we have people that try to do them all.
Wow.
It's fun.
And I noticed during the year that sometimes the horses have a bit of costuming. You'll have your Easter Bunny horses with their little Easter Bunny ears on and Santa hats or reindeer.
Reindeer
yeah. antlers.
Yeah, with flashing lights on their antlers. Probably my favorite, well, I do like Easter with the ears and the tail, but St. Patrick's Day, they get green in their mane and tail and a unicorn horn.
Oh, I never have seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, come out around St. Patrick's
oh,
Day.
Oh, that's great. I understand that people can book a carriage for a wedding or a private tour, for a special holiday tour if they want. How long have you been doing this, Kim?
I've been at it about 2.5 years. Now, I moved to Wilmington 3 years ago and had the opportunity to get involved driving the horses about 6 months later.
And you work about, what, 3 days a week?
I work 3 days a week with the horses, yes.
About that job, is there any aspect of it that's particularly challenging?
Well, honestly, physically it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, I've got 4,000 pounds of horse on the end of 2 lines. So by the end of the day, your arms are feeling it. Harnessing them and stuff, that's it's
physically
heavy.
Demanding.
I'll tell you one of the toughest things is we monitored the horses so closely, especially like in the summer with the heat and stuff. I'm constantly watching temperature, humidity, breeze, cloud cover, monitoring my horses. Is their breathing all right? Are they taking plenty of water? First of all, we're horse lovers, but they're very expensive animals. We would never take a chance on a horse's health.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's stressful. And then, you know, what you want to do when you're driving is to make it seem like there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
What I want is for people to say, gosh, it hardly looked like you were driving them when I'm driving them every second.
You're working really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the horse's safety is number one, and then giving a good show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. I give 6 or 7 shows a day.
And you are a theater guy.
That's
your training.
I love it.
Wonderful. I want to ask you one more thing. As a person that loves animals myself, whenever I see the horses, if I see the police on horseback or I see the Percherons pulling the carriages, I just want to go up and talk to the horses and pet them. But that really isn't very helpful, is it, when they're working?
Well, we let people pet the horses, just not on their head.
Aha.
Okay? And that's a liability thing. the insurance company says don't let people get around there. They are horses. They could bite. They don't. But we let people, I mean, little tiny kids come up and pet them on the side. So, yeah, come down anytime. I'll introduce you.
I will. Kim Iwanis, my guest today for the Midday Interview, telling us all about the work that he does for Springbrook Farms as a carriage man, a carriage driver, giving costumed tours of the historic downtown area with a big old trolley he's driving these days with a pair of Percheron horses. Thank you, Kim. This is so interesting. Thank you for being with us today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Good. If you'd like to know more about this or book a tour, you can call 910-251-8889. That's 251-8889. Or go to horsedrawntours.com. This is WHQR.